Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today we are continuing a series that I've been on for 5 weeks talking about a better way to pray. Now this week what I've done is lay a foundation that the Bible says, Mark chapter 11, verse 24, whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, we have to believe we receive. Not when we see it, not when the thing is complete in the physical realm, but when we pray, we have to believe, and then we shall, that means future tense, have those things. And so this shows that you have to believe before you receive. Most people want to pray and receive and then believe. But it's not that way. You have to exhibit faith. You have to believe that you receive when you pray, not when you see the physical manifestation that you have prayed for. How is it that you can believe that something is so when everything in the physical natural realm looks like nothing has happened? How can you do that? Well, this is a problem that a lot of people grapple with. And the way that I have dealt with it and the key that God has given me is to understand that there is a spiritual world that exists, and when God moves, John 4:24 says God is a spirit, He moves in that spiritual realm. He releases His power in the spirit realm, and whether it ever manifests itself in the physical realm is not an indication of when God moves, but rather it's an indication of when you receive. And I've given a lot of illustrations, done a lot of things to teach on that this week. Let's turn over to the book of Daniel. And let me use Daniel as an example of a man who prayed, and God moved before there was any physical proof of it. And we have the commentary that Daniel wrote after the fact, where he gave what was going on behind the scenes, that gives a lot of explanation and illustrate perfectly the point that I'm trying to make here. So in Daniel chapter 9, in verse 2, it says, in the first year of his reign, talking about Darius the Mede, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said... And then he begins to record the words of his prayer. I'm not going to read the prayer. If you want to, it's listed right here in Daniel chapter 9, beginning with verse 4. But it goes on down through verse 19. And in verse 19, here's the end of his prayer. He said, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, and for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And then in verse 20 it says, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplications before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Now this says that it's a man Gabriel, but we know that this is the angel Gabriel. It's the same one that appeared unto Zacharias when he was praying in the temple and announced the birth of John the Baptist. And Gabriel is also the one that came and announced the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary. So this is talking about the angel Gabriel appeared. And in verse 22, it says, he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. Now, I didn't read all of this prayer, but if you were to read from verse 4 down through verse 19, I don't believe it could have taken more than 3 minutes. And it says in verse 20 that while he was still speaking and praying, in other words, the Lord actually interrupted Daniel's prayer with his answer. This angel, Gabriel, appeared, and while Daniel was still praying, probably 3 minutes or less into his prayer, Gabriel shows up, answers his prayer, and he gets this tremendous revelation from God about the coming of the Messiah, the exact time that it would be, and all of these great things that are prophesied here in Daniel chapter 9. Now, that's a tremendous deal. You know, most people, if while you were still praying, God interrupted your prayer and the angel Gabriel appeared and told you everything you needed to know. Most of us could handle that. But let me show you this. In the next verse, verse 23, Gabriel says, "At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision." In verse 23, Gabriel says, "At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth." Now, again, this is wonderful that while he was still praying, Gabriel showed up and answered his prayer. That's wonderful. Every one of us would love to have that kind of results. But notice, he says, "At the beginning of your supplication, God gave a command." And yet it took about 3 minutes for that command that God gave to come into some kind of a visible, physical form where Daniel could see and hear Gabriel. Now, I think that that's significant because you know what? There's a lot of people that believe, they assume this, that with God there is no such thing as time, space, distance, nothing like that. That if God wanted to heal a person, boom, they'd be instantly healed. And there is no such thing. You'll hear people say that there is no such thing as time or space, distance with God. You can't prove that in Scripture. Now, God does prove that He certainly isn't limited to time and space and distance the way that we are. I mean, God can prophesy the end from the beginning. God has shown that He is able to see into the future and know things. He's not confined to time the way that we are. The Lord has shown that people were translated and zipped from place to place. And I believe that God can certainly move faster than we can. I believe that God can do things, but you cannot say that there is no such thing as time or space or distance with God, because here is an example where God gave a command to answer Daniel's prayer at the beginning of his prayer, and it didn't happen immediately. The command was given, and it took approximately 3 minutes for the angel Gabriel to appear. Now, somebody might say, well, why? What was the hindrance? What was the deal here? I don't know. The Bible doesn't explain itself. But this ought to at least open up the door to the fact that, you know what, God can move. God can give a command. He can release His power, and there could still be a period of time before what God has determined comes to pass. I don't know if it was time. I don't know if it was space. I don't know if there was a distance that Gabriel had to cover. We don't know exactly what it was, but this establishes a principle. Gabriel said, "At the beginning of your supplication, God gave a command to me, and I am come forth to explain to you the things that you were praying for." What is it that causes this delay? I have no clue what it was. I'm just guessing. Maybe Gabriel was on the other side of the universe and he was 100 million light years away, and maybe it took him 3 minutes to cover 100 million light years. See, again, this is a thought that most people don't have. They think that when God wills something, boom, instantly like that. But here is an instance where God commanded and it took 3 minutes. You know, to me, that's not a problem. To me, I don't have a set of beliefs over here that I'm holding on to, and I'm going to make God conform to this. You know, I don't have a preconceived idea about how God should be. I don't have some theological stance that there is no such thing as time, space, or distance with God. I don't have that. I just go by what I see in the Word. And the Word here is showing that God gave a command and it took about 3 minutes. Maybe Gabriel had to travel a long way. Maybe he had to pack a bag. Amen. Maybe he was brushing his teeth. Maybe he stopped to visit with somebody along the way. I don't know what was going on, but it doesn't matter to me. I just go by what I see in the Word. God gave a command and it took about 3 minutes before what God had done came into physical manifestation. Now, you know what? Most people watching this program and say, well, who cares? 3 minutes? I can hold on for 3 minutes. Now, I've actually met people that couldn't hold on for 3 minutes. I've prayed with people who instantly, if they don't see an instant manifestation, they can't even stand for 3 minutes. But, you know, most people could probably last for 2 or 3 minutes. If you came forward in a prayer line and if I prayed for you and before you hit the floor, you were totally healed, most people can handle that. The problem is when it takes longer than 3 minutes, then we start trying to think, uh-oh, what's going on? And most of us just assume that because there isn't any physical change, that means that God hasn't moved. That's unbelief. And that unbelief will totally stop the power of God from flowing and manifesting. It helps me tremendously to recognize that in this instance, Daniel chapter 9, God gave a command. Gabriel was sent, but it took about 3 minutes for Gabriel to show up. Boy, that's powerful to me. And if you compare this with the next chapter, it even amplifies on this point. Because in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel is once again praying and seeking and asking the Lord to explain something to him. And, you know, the reason that I like to use Daniel is because this is the same man praying. And in the 10th chapter, after he had this miraculous encounter with Gabriel and God supernaturally answered his prayer, you would think that if anything, Daniel should have been stronger in faith and he should have gotten even better results in the 10th chapter than he did in the 9th chapter. And yet it's exactly the opposite. In the 9th chapter, he prayed and got his prayer answered in less than 3 minutes. In the 10th chapter, he prayed for 3 full weeks before he saw an answer to his prayer. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 2, he says, "In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled." In other words, he not only prayed, but he added to it fasting, denying himself, afflicting himself, rejecting his flesh. He brought everything that he had to bear on this situation, and he was praying this time for 3 full weeks. And look down here in the 10th verse of Daniel chapter 10. It says, "And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling." So here's Daniel. Here's 2 examples of Daniel. The 9th chapter, he prayed a prayer, and in 3 minutes, while he was still praying his prayer, Gabriel showed up and gave him his answer to his prayer. In the 10th chapter, he prayed this time for 3 full weeks, 21 days before he got an answer. Now, let me ask you this. Have any of you ever experienced something like this, where you prayed and it seems like some things just work so easily? Other times you pray and it seems like that, if anything, you are giving more effort to it. Maybe you're fasting and praying, you're doing all that you know how to do, and yet it just seems like that you aren't getting your answer. Have you ever had something like that happen, to where you get varying responses? Some prayers work easier than others. If you have, I can guarantee you one of your questions is, "God, why did you answer that first prayer in 3 minutes and this second prayer in 3 weeks? Why did God answer the prayer in Daniel chapter 9 in 3 minutes and the prayer in chapter 10 in 3 weeks? Do you know that the answer to that is that he didn't answer either one of the prayers in 3 minutes or in 3 weeks. You know, sometimes we just assume some things and we miss these subtle differences. But look at this in Daniel chapter 10 and in verse 12. Here's what the messenger said to Daniel. "Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words." So the answer is that God didn't answer Daniel's prayer in chapter 10 in 3 weeks. It says at the first day God gave a command. And since God is the same, it doesn't specify what part of the first day in Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12. But I believe that since God is the same, that probably just like he did in the 9th chapter, that at the beginning of the supplication, on the very first day, God gave Daniel his answer to prayer. But in the 9th chapter, it took 3 minutes for the prayer to get there. In the 10th chapter, it took 3 weeks. But the variable wasn't God. Boy, that is profound. I don't know if you get that, but that has changed my life. That has just revolutionized my life. I know that God is never the variable. I know that when I pray for something based on God's Word, if I ask, I receive. If I seek, I find. If I knock, God gave. God moves. God released the power. But if I don't see, or if I can't perceive the thing that I'm praying for, it's not God who hasn't given. There's other things involved. Prayer is a process. And for what God has spoken to come into physical manifestation in my life, sometimes it takes a period of time. Sometimes there are demonic powers involved. Sometimes it's me that's the problem. Sometimes it's other people that's the problem. There can be multiple things. But boy, this has blessed me to understand that God always moves. God always answers every prayer that is based on the truth and the promises of His Word. There is never a failure on God's part. It is never God who's failed to heal a person. It is never God who's failed to give you joy and peace and deliverance. It is never God that has failed to prosper you. Every time that you have ever prayed or asked for anything, God released His power. God is not the variable. And so somebody's saying, so you're saying that you're just denying the fact that sometimes it, you know, I didn't get what I prayed for. You're saying that it didn't really happen that way. No, it's just like Daniel. Daniel got one prayer manifest in 3 minutes and the other prayer manifest in 3 weeks. But it wasn't because God answered one prayer in 3 minutes and the other prayer in 3 weeks. God answered both prayers instantly. So what was the difference? Well, look at here in Daniel chapter 10, verse 13, this messenger said, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." Now, I haven't got time to go into things and verify this, but if you would compare this with Isaiah chapter 14, Ezekiel chapter 28, and other places, when it says that the king of Persia, the prince of the kingdom of Persia, withstood me 1 and 20 days, I don't think this is talking about a physical man. It's talking about a demonic power that was working through that person. As a matter of fact, you know, this was written in the third year of Cyrus the king. And in the ninth chapter, it says that the ninth chapter of Daniel was when Darius was the king. And the Lord spoke in the book of Daniel and said that he stood, the Spirit of God stood to confirm and to guide Darius in the first year. It talks about the Holy Spirit flowing through a person. And in the same way that the Holy Spirit can flow through a person, Satan can flow through a person. And when it's talking here about the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstanding him, I don't think this is talking about the physical man, but rather the demonic power that was flowing through that prince of Persia. So here's my point through all of this. God answered both prayers instantly, but one prayer manifested itself in 3 minutes. The other prayer manifested itself in 3 weeks, not because God was the variable. It was Satan. There was a demonic hindrance, a demonic power fighting against them, and Satan was the variable. When we pray and ask for something, God always answers our prayer, but Satan can clog up the words. He can hinder what God is wanting to do in your life. And if you don't understand that these things are going on in the spiritual realm, if you just assume that if God willed for to answer your prayer, it would just happen like that, well, then you are going to come to some wrong conclusions. You're going to think that, well, because I can't see anything, that means God hasn't done anything. And you're going to get into unbelief and you will stop the manifestation of that prayer.
Andrew's teaching titled, A Better Way to Pray, is available in book form for a gift of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. Ask for book number T321. If you prefer, A Better Way to Pray is available in a 5-part CD album or in a DVD album recorded from television. Request album T1042 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify the CD album or the DVD album when you write or call. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side. The fifth audio CD in this album is also available for a donation. But for those unable to send a gift, Andrew and his partners will provide this fifth teaching free of charge. Request teaching TY25 titled, Prayer is a Process When You Write or Call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. We'd also like to remind you that Andrew's latest book titled, Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith, is available in hardback for a gift of any amount. Request Book T228. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. The generous gifts of our friends and partners help Andrew bring the almost too good to be true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, it's only the people who've supported us that have allowed us to be on television all around the world. We spend over $1 million a month on television airtime, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for people who believe in this message and who are receiving, and they want to see other people set free.
It really totally changed my walk with the Lord, my ability to change my life. One of his favorite phrases to say, and he really did change my life with his teachings.
And I started listening to him, and it just amazed me what was coming out of him, the grace of God, which I had heard when I first got saved, but had gotten a whole bunch of mixture.
We started pulling out Andrew's tapes, and we were like, where have we been? This is amazing. And so his teaching changed our lives.
So if you haven't yet become a partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about that. And then we have a number on your screen you can call and you can sign up. And I'd like to encourage you to become a monthly partner with the Gospel Truth Television Ministry. It would be a blessing to you, and you would help us to reach people all around the world.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference next week, March 3rd through the 5th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for Caris Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th, and in Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth Seminar, April 15th through the 17th. He'll also be at the Solid Rock of Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia, April 18th, and in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar, May 13th through the 15th.
I'd like to invite you to join me on March the 10th through the 12th for our Caris Bible College Campus Days. This is where we invite people to come in and check out our classes. We will be holding regular classes. It begins on a Wednesday and goes through Friday. You'll be sitting in on our Bible college classes. You'll get to hear the instructors. You'll get to have lunch with the faculty. There's also a soup supper. And it's just going to be a great time of the Word ministering to you. But also, if you have ever thought of coming to Caris Bible College, you need to be here. It's amazing what happens when people just come and try it out and get a taste of it. They get hooked on it. So I would encourage you to come check us out March the 10th through the 12th for our Caris Bible College Campus Days.
I had a chemical accident in a factory that was a very toxic, a high concentration of glue fumes, which ruined the mucous membrane in my lung. This actually happened in Guangzhou, in the Guangdong province, in the southern part of China.
In 2003, the SARS virus spread from Guangdong province to 37 countries worldwide. 774 deaths resulted, causing widespread panic. There is no cure.
That my immune system had deficiencies because of this toxic incident. So I got extremely ill. When I came back to Denmark, I was hospitalized, but it just grew worse and worse and worse. My muscles were just dissolving, and I thought, like, God was a million miles away. I grabbed the phone, called my father, and said, this is simply going the wrong way. I don't know what to do. God is definitely not in my life. And by my father, in the home, my parents, there was a preacher called Klaus Müller. And my father immediately just took the phone and gave it to him and said, please, Klaus, talk to my son. He's in trouble. He grabbed the phone, and just started praying with me. And after he prayed, he said, try to see if you can go onto the website and download some of the material from Andrew Womack Ministries, because I think that will really help you. But you must understand that in that point of time, I was struggling disbelief, because I thought that I had prayed to God for protection and no protection was there. Of course, I was skeptical, but I did go on the internet and I did download some of the files. Of course, you can probably guess which one, because it was how to receive a miracle, because that was what I needed in divine intervention into my life.
How do you receive a miracle from God? One of the first things is to recognize that miracles are not just hit and miss. You never know whether they're going to work or not. You can tap into a miracle. You learn the laws of God. You learn how the things work. You do it, and you can receive your miracle from God. You can see God move in your life.
It changed my life a lot. It gave me a lot of guidelines. It gave me, I don't know if it's the right word, but spiritual weapons to fight the disease. One thing that I really got out of the teachings of Andrew was the fact that the word, God's word, is really the seed for the changes I was in need of and really desiring. So what I said to myself is, was that this is really something I need a big dose of. And the way I did it was that I took an MP3 player and then I took the teaching into the MP3 player. So then I could bring it with me all around. Everywhere I went, I could simply go on my MP3 player and simply choose the challenge I had and find specific teaching on how to battle what I had. This is blessings and miracles, and of course Christian philosophy and Christian survival kit. And there are many, many different teachings of Andrew's which I can simply browse through and find what I need. All this stuff I took and put it into my MP3 player. And then I could listen to it while working, while being weak in bed, while being in transport in the car or whatever. And I simply started listening to this over and over again. And slowly it started changing the way I was thinking, the way I was acting, and the way I was handling my disease. I'm still battling the disease, but I'm definitely in another position now. I gained weight again. I actually started working again. And by the grace of God, I started my own company, and it's just blossoming. Everything I started doing was a lot more fruitful than before, and it just came without struggle. From the teaching which I obtained from these MP3 files by Andrew, suddenly, the word in the Bible talks to me in a completely different way. It's difficult to put word to, because it's a completely new way of living with God, knowing God's love, knowing what I already have instead of struggling my way to get it, and then build relationship with the Lord.